Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have returning guest Ritu Chandra is here.
Hi, everybody. So good to be here again.
And Ritu just was hosting this weekend at Brokerage, right?
Yeah, at the Brokerage in Belmore, Long Island. Such a fun weekend. It's a great club. Like, they have three clubs out there. Have you been out to Long Island?
I've been out once, really. I've been out to Long Island more than once, but to one of, I forget which one of those clubs I went to, but it was nice.
The crowds are always great and the staff is amazing. So that's just a little plug. Govs.com.
But Ritu is an incredible comedian. So seriously, check her out. Do you have stuff on YouTube?
I don't post clips, actually.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, then you have to come to one of her shows.
Yeah, you have to come to a show.
She's one of the funniest comedians. And she's a mom.
Yeah.
And she's managing both. And you started comedy when you were already full mom.
Yeah.
So that's pretty badass.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You
well,
too.
I'm obviously
you too.
A fan. Yeah, well, we're both badass. That's why we're friends.
Right.
So, okay. So we're going to start getting into stuff.
Yeah.
Well, first, before we get into like the juicier stuff, which right. we won't even get too juicy about.
So I kind of want to, I think what I want to talk about is, and I think it's a really good message, especially with the way things are today, is that in life, we are all encounter sometimes these situations like, where you're dealing with someone who's unreasonable, whether it's road rage or anything like that, like someone who's just being unreasonable, and then the pursuit of being right, you can put yourself in harm's way. Like sometimes it's not about being right, it's about being safe, and that you need to just walk away from crazy people and crazy situations.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm 44. I'm saying it like I'm just learning that, and I really feel like I just did through this, what we're going to get into.
Okay, so how, I'm going to let you, because it's a delicate topic, I'm going to let you kind of navigate how you want to address.
Okay, feel free to ask me any questions.
Okay, yeah.
So we live in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
An amazing neighborhood, by the way.
Really cute neighborhood. We've lived there for 10 years, and immediately when we moved in, there's an elderly couple across the street. They welcomed us to the neighborhood. They told us anytime we want to use their property as a cut through to the park or the swimming pool or any that we're welcome to. They basically had a gate in their backyard that just dumps you in this beautiful park. So that was very nice of them. They did that 10 years ago, and for 10 years now, we've been doing that. I pushed my son in his baby carriage through there. I've walked my dog, who's no longer with us. We walked the new dog. You know, we've gone there to walk the dogs. We've gone that way to go to the swimming pool. We've gone that way for millions of reasons, sometimes 2-3 times a day, going through their property on their gate. It's never been a problem for anybody until about 6 months ago. The neighbor next to them, let me describe her. So I'm not even sure if she's 40. I want to describe her so you understand. She's not an old person. It's not somebody who's kind of like an elderly, cranky person. This is a young person. She has a daughter my son's age. So her daughter is 10 as well, or about that. You know, kind of like the same kind of family, one child as we are. So just...
Can I add my opinion of her on here? Or is
yeah,
that
go ahead.
In my opinion, I'm saying this almost as nicely as possible, huge stick up her ass.
Huge
is
stick
up. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Because I know we're being very delicate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's how I would describe
it. I think
her.
That's like the
so,
nicest
I mean,
way to
we,
say that.
So for 10 years now, we initially, she would, you know, I would describe her behavior as kind of unstable with me. Sometimes she would be friendly and we would be friends and we would be talking, and then for no reason she would stop talking. And it got to the point where over the past year, even before this started, my son and I would laugh because she looked constipated if she saw me.
Yeah.
Like it just, I don't know why. I honestly haven't thought about her in years. I'm so busy doing comedy and my life is fantastic. I don't think about what, I don't even have the shades open in the house half the time because I'm like a crack baby trying to catch up on sleep from comedy. So I honestly am like so checked out of what's going on. So 6 months ago, my husband walks the dog through the gate. her husband comes running after him and says, can you stop walking this way? Because when you walk this way, our dog barks. And my husband said, you know, I won't walk there early in the morning or late at night, but we're not going to stop using the gate because the alternative is to go up and around, which adds about another 30 minutes to the walk. And in the morning, we're pressed for time. He has to go to work. I have to go to the gym, whatever it is. We have permission to use this property. That's not theirs. Okay. Yeah. So that was it. Then we thought that was settled. But then a few months later, my husband goes through again. Maybe not a few months, a few weeks later. My husband goes through again. Husband comes running after him. And this, the tone was more like this. Like, I thought we talked about this. Like that kind of tone. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, yeah, we did. And I said I wouldn't go early in the morning and late at night. And I haven't done that. And there was no resolution in the conversation. Obviously, the only thing they were looking for is for us to stop walking right there. Okay. So now the old woman who lives there, she's talking to me about it.
Whose gate and property it is.
Whose gate and property it is, correct. She's talking to me about it. She's like, well, she's like, I said, Jeannie, if you don't want us on your property, please tell us. We will gladly stop using the gate. And Jeannie's words were, Of course I don't mind you using my property. That's how I see how Alex is growing. That's how I see you guys. And I stop and I say hello. I would never tell you not to use my property. Meanwhile, this couple is pressuring her to shut the gate. They're having conversations with her. Jeannie's told me they're telling her, you know, somebody could get hurt and then you'll be liable. Like they're
get hurt using a gate.
Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody's on your property and they hurt themselves, you technically can be liable. Right. So,
right. But that's a stretch.
Correct. So
it's not like you're using her swimming pool. Do you get what I'm saying though? Like, look, you're walking. First of all,
it's her
gate.
Business. It's not your business how yeah, she exactly. uses her property. I would never have the gall to tell my neighbors on either side who should be accessing their property or not, ever.
And what's the deal with their dog that keeps barking?
Okay, like, so the dog is a very ill-trained German Shepherd.
Those are big dogs.
Huge. And when you don't have control, I mean, they're killing machines. That's why the police use them. Yeah. They're there. And so my whole thing is
not a well-trained one, by the way. So if any of you, because I know some people have German Shepherds that yes, are really nice,
which I'll get into,
but when they're not trained properly, right, then they can be terrifying.
So, I mean, I'll get into it now, actually. So this dog lunged at another neighbor and he fell, and then she went over there crying and apologizing. So she's aware of the behavior.
How did it lunge at the neighbor? On the leash or off the leash?
On the leash,
but still,
but it's
lunged.
A very strong dog.
Got it.
And it coming at you. Another neighbor babysits for them. And when she went to the house, the dog gets locked in a crate in the garage.
Wow. And here we go.
And the words to the babysitter were, oh, she's not good with people. So that's where we keep her when people are in the house. So this is the thing. They know the nature of the dog. Okay. So...
And of course the dog's acting like that when you keep it locked away. When you unlock it,
they've had the dog since it was a puppy. There's no bad dogs. There's only bad dog owners. The only exception to that rule, I'll say, is if you adopt a dog, okay? Because it has had trauma that you were not responsible for that it needs to get over. But if you have a dog...
even then, you rocked a little baby and you talked to it like this.
And then it's all okay.
Yeah, she's a little Jada pup. She's a cutest.
Exactly. But if you raise a dog from a puppy and it's not well-behaved or it's aggressive, that's your fault.
Totally.
So...
I mean, yeah. I don't want to say... I know I do have a friend, though, who has like a crazy pup and he's been kind of nutsy for a while. So also, I mean, maybe sometimes there are persons, I'm not saying in this case.
Yeah, but you should get the proper training then. There's tools out there. They're not cheap for sure, but there are tools out there. I mean, you
well,
can't
the point
have a
is
dog.
This woman stinks. Okay, right, that's the point.
Stinks. Also, it's like, okay, so your dog barks. The dog barks when we walk in front of the house, if it sees you. The dog barks if you, you know, you walk on, you're on the street. So the dog barks, okay?
Poor dog, honestly.
So now it's, I don't know, a month or 6 weeks since we've been made aware. My husband is walking home from the dog. She is outside. She starts screaming at him. She calls him names. You're being a jerk. You know, you're setting a bad example for your son. Just completely berating him.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so she completely berates him, whatever. My husband doesn't really react to it, which good for him, because I definitely would have, I think. So we now know that she's really becoming unraveled, right? Now she's out there screaming at him. I forgot to mention also, one day he went through the gate. Everything was fine. One day he came back through the, and then when he came back through the gate, there was a pile of dog shit there.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know who put it there. Obviously, we didn't see, so I can't say. But I'm going to assume, that's my assumption, that maybe, perhaps.
Oh, she is unraveling, huh?
Yes. So she's unraveling.
About a gate.
Yes.
Because it makes her dog bark.
Right.
So it brings up chaos in her life that she's trying so hard to keep out or something.
Probably. Because so.
Because if you can unravel that easily, you're already putting all your energy into keeping, you know, order like this where you're shaking like, I need order.
Right.
And then boom, something goes wrong and it just, the whole thing
blows. I think she needed an order. I think there's something personal about it because she doesn't like us too. So
that's right.
You know, because like I said, we've been walking the dog there for 10 years. Why in the past 6 months, all of a sudden, is this an issue with you?
Yeah, I just like the face you made once. You literally went like that. Your face. You were like you're so. Well, I would like to, before you finish, I think part of why she doesn't like you is because you represent a kind of freedom.
Yeah.
That she's almost subconsciously envious of. Like, I don't think she lets herself even realize how jealous she is, but she sees you, you're beautiful, you've got a great family, a good house, and you're living your dreams. Like, she, do you know what I mean? She's right. Probably quaking, wishing she, you know, so then she wants to make you the bad guy.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, like I said, it's been going on and off for years, and I, you know, the way I would always thought, I was like, well, the times when she was being nice, maybe that was the times when she was, I don't know, medicated, but maybe not. I don't know. I mean, that's not nice.
Maybe
I get
that's
it.
When she was trying but to be
that's
your
what
friend.
That's what it felt like almost. Like sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. So she screams at my husband. So we're seeing the unraveling. Now the old woman tells me, the last conversation before what the incident I'm about to get to with the old woman is, she was over there crying hysterically, apparently. And the old woman says, I just got my degree in social work. And let me tell you, something's wrong with her. I was like, really? You think? But I didn't say that. She's like, I just think this is the straw that's breaking the, you know, it's the last straw for her. And she just can't handle it. And because I really don't see how someone could be so upset over this.
Maybe her husband's like cheating or something.
I have no idea.
And she's taking it out on the gate.
We shouldn't say that though, because we don't have any idea.
Okay. So I have there's no evidence supporting that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it seems like there's a lot of stress.
It seems like something's definitely
wrong. There you
go.
Thank you.
So, I have to work anyway. So,
no. Is that okay? I said what I, that's
yeah,
complete
you said
opinion.
It, right. Yeah, yeah.
I said it. Yeah. Ritu did not say that.
So,
something's wrong.
Yeah. So again, I said to her when I'm having this conversation, I said, Jeannie, if you want us to stop walking there, just tell me and we will.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you're fine. But so this is what happened. My son was home from school. We walked the dog. We came back. It's in the morning. And we heard her scream at us. Okay, that day. And we didn't turn around and look, and we just kept on our way. She screamed something like, why can't you walk on the road or something. We went on. We went had a nice little afternoon. We came back, and when we came back, it was time to walk the dog again. I saw her pacing on the porch with her German Shepherd. Like, she saw us, like she was waiting for us. That's what it felt like. So we go to walk the dog. She came charging at us with a German Shepherd. The German Shepherd is barking and lunging. Now, mind you, one of my neighbors, I went around talking to people. She said, I heard the barking. I thought the dog was attacking somebody. So I opened the window and I saw your son and you and her and the dog. Okay. Whoa. So this was, that's what my neighbor.
That's how bad the aggression and the barking was.
Across the street too. It wasn't even like right there, across the street. Okay. So she said,
how close was this German Shepherd from your son?
It was within 4 to 5 feet.
But pretty close.
Yeah, very close.
So very scary.
Very scary. She came charging.
No one is allowed to use their animals as purposeful weapons.
You might as well wave a loaded gun at us.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. In fact, I was more
And to
fearful.
Do it to your son who was... How old
do you involve my son in this? You're telling
me. We won't use his name, but how old?
My son is 10. How? Yeah. You can't curb your anger until I'm not with a child. Like, that is really crazy behavior.
Had she tried getting the cops involved at that point? I guess she didn't have any rights. It's not her property.
She never had any right to any of this because it's not her property. Okay.
This is crazy.
It's not her property. That's the one thing I need to. And anyone I've discussed.
So you weren't trespassing.
No.
Nothing. And she was still. Yeah.
And anyone I've ever discussed the story with is always like, wait, it's not her property. Tell her to shut up. I was like, yeah, I know. And like I said, we were willing to concede not going at certain hours so the dog didn't bark. Okay. So she comes charging at us. She starts screaming. And I totally go into the mode of like, I'm dealing with someone who's obviously not well and you better stay calm because I was scared. I was scared for me and my son. So
you had a dog right in your face.
And if she let go of that dog, one of us would have been hurt.
Yeah.
If not killed. Okay. So she's screaming, you know, why can't you walk in the road? This and that. And you know, I stayed calm and I tried to get my son. I was to just like ignore, keep walking. And I said to her, I said, we don't have to talk to you. And she's like, yes, you do. You have to talk to me, like completely unhinged. I think part of the issue she was having in this was one, she couldn't handle not getting her way because she's always gotten her way in life. One of those. Two, she wasn't being heard, and that was setting her off because we still were conducting our business and we weren't listening to what she wanted. So she felt like she wasn't being heard. So when I said to her, we don't need to speak to you, we don't have to talk to you, then she went ballistic screaming. So I got Alex. I was like, because Alex was frozen. Alex wasn't even moving. He was frozen.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, you know, getting him to move along. And I said, the problem isn't you. The problem is the dog, which also set her off completely. And we went. I called my husband immediately. I didn't know what to do. You know, we called the police. They're like, do you have it on video? I was like, no. So believe it or not, we went back that way with the video ready, hoping that she would be there because I knew that this was going to be the issue, that we didn't capture it on video. I actually told my son initially when we started walking across the street and I saw her going back and forth, I said, get ready to tape it. He got so frightened, he couldn't.
Yeah, of course.
So
I can't believe you went back.
Yeah.
To try to video it. Weren't you terrified?
Yeah. There were two men outside, though, who had been power washing, who witnessed the whole thing. So I was kind of like, felt a little safety in the fact that they were outside. But yeah, we were terrified. But again, that's a whole nother issue about this whole video, having to get everything on video. So we get back to the house. I call the old woman. She was clearly frazzled and was like, I think I have to shut the gate. And I was like, you do what you have to do. But just so you know, she attacked us. And so we got in the car and we drove down to the police. And so the police officer said I could fill out a report, but basically he wasn't going to go investigate it because it's he said, she said, which is why they wanted the video for it.
Yeah.
Which was upsetting. So I filled out the report.
Hold on. Shane, we're podcasting. Shane, dude. No, honey. No. You give her the eggs. No, just like one, but on podcast. Okay, then just leave them out or put them in the fridge. Can you get Jada? Shaney. Now, look at this little paparuno.
This one's ferocious.
I know.
So ferocious.
Oh, I love her. Okay, Yeah, just one for now. I'll give it later. Yeah, thanks, bub. Oh, thank you. This necklace, this one? I got it from the all-school meeting I went to. There was this lovely woman, Irene, who made everyone these gorgeous necklaces with like this important symbol in them. So thank you, bub. Okay.
I also want to make sure we understand the dog is barking and lunging as she's screaming.
But that's why I'm surprised why you'd even enter that again, that like death trap.
Because I needed the video. Because look, first of all, nothing has happened. If I'd had that video, this would be a... I would be getting...
Well, it's crazy, and you kind of already said this, that they... I get why people like video, but...
Because right now he said it's he said she's just going to say she didn't do it. Okay. So I
is your, oh, you got to move your phone away from the equipment. It's starting to, there you go.
So we get home, we get in the car, immediately drive there. Mind you, the police have come to my house a few years ago because my dog was outside barking to tell me that a neighbor complained it was barking. So I still am not completely clear on why this didn't merit a visit to just go investigate what had happened.
So they had visited your house. This is so like years suburban ago. Wars. Yeah. So they had visited your house when your dog was barking.
Years ago.
For a noise complaint. Years ago.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't come.
For this.
For a woman who had misused her dog as a weapon.
Right. Just to even go say, hey.
If she was really that upset, she should have gone to the police, even though she has no leg to stand on.
She might have gone to the police, and she might have gone to the police, and they might have said to her, if it's not your property, you can't do anything. I don't know. Because it would have never come back to me.
Do you see her now ever?
Yeah.
Like, what are those interactions like?
Well, we still, like? So I'm dealing with the police department trying to get them to do something. I go back to the police department. I file another complaint. That police officer was more helpful. He tried to go over there. Then we appeal to the police chief, kind of like, we don't think this matter was handled properly. And then we get a detective who was really on it. By the way, the moral of the story here to me also is just call 911. I didn't want to call 911 because we were no longer in harm. We were standing in our driveway, safe. But I should have called 911 because that would have forced the police to come.
Interesting. So 911, when you go through them.
Because I was calling the non-emergency police line.
Got it.
That's who I called from the park, the non-emergency, because we weren't physically, like, we were no longer physically threatened. We were in the park. No, I get
why you would call the other number. But if you had called 911, what would have happened?
The police would have showed up immediately.
Got it. They have to. They have to respond. I hear you.
So that's my learning lesson too. I'm not
call 911.
Just call 911.
So if you guys want the police to come,
yeah,
911.
911. So
I feel like we're like talking. I feel like we're teaching third grade. If you want the police to come, you gotta call 911.
Because I know this is the thing, though. I know the police are getting 911 calls all day for things that aren't 911.
I saw one yesterday where a dude called 911 because he was so hungry. He asked them to bring him a cheeseburger.
Shut up!
But he must have been like,
he's got
obviously
be
on drugs.
Yeah, that is a 911 though.
I think. Like, if you really think you're starving on drugs, yeah. Like how great? Like he's like, please bring me a cheeseburger.
What was that on? Something on the internet.
I saw it. Like, yeah, on the internet. Hilarious. I was like, at first I wanted to laugh, and then I like felt bad for the guy. Hilarious. I'm like, he must have really been hungry.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, sorry, keep going.
So my son and I, but also, by the way, are completely terrified after this. Like, there's no way we're going anywhere near her, the dog, or the gate, or anything. My husband's like, screw that, I'm still walking through it. But the old woman ends up locking it. Because she can't handle it. She can't handle
all
the drama.
Yeah, now she's in these turf wars.
Yeah, no, and I get it that she can't handle it. So she ends up locking it. So meanwhile, the police are like, they're not coming out before I got the good detective. So they're not coming out because this is all over 4 week period. Okay, yeah. It's a very slow process dealing with this and the police. They say you can file a complaint at the court and you can let the court handle it. So I file the complaint at the court. And the clerk is like, well, you're going to have to go before the judge because you're going to have to prove that you have probable cause. We're not just going to you know, you're not, we're not just going to bring her into court. So I said, okay. So I had to go before the judge, and I'll tell you, I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but my sense what sold him was when I told him about the dog's behavior with the other neighbor and the other neighbor saying that they were told the dog isn't good with people. And then I think he was like, yeah, that dog shouldn't be purposefully brought near anybody. Because if you're telling someone your dog isn't good with people, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. She just happened to be outside with a dog. Why would you bring a dog while you're yelling at two people that's not good with people that you know could attack them? Why would you bring that near them?
If that dog had attacked you guys, she could be really put in jail.
She'd be put in jail. The dog would be dead. But so, okay.
Thank God that didn't happen.
The judge rules I have probable cause. We end up going to court-ordered mediation. We had one mediation. We have to go back for a second one, which hasn't happened yet. So we go for the mediation. The first mediation, the reason we have to have a second one is because the mediator was horrible. The way it works in Berkeley Heights is it's a citizen of the community and they're trained to mediate. And this guy really was not trained to mediate. So he did a bunch of things that were wrong that you're not supposed to do in the mediation, which is why they're going to try to do it again. So the best part of the mediation is that we both get to tell our stories, right? So Alex was there because he was part of the incident. And in her version of the story, she's minding her own business on her lawn, letting her dog out to pee. And, you know, comes over to us to tell us not to walk there. And that I came across the lawn and I said to her, are we going to do this or what? That I threatening to fight her, she said. I was like, I don't talk like that. Are we going to do this or what? Like, did I put on my brass knuckles and get ready to rumble? Like, I don't understand. Is this West Side Story? I started snapping.
You probably said, when she probably came at you, you might have said something like, are you really doing this?
I didn't even say that.
You didn't say anything.
No, I tried to keep walking. And that's when I said, we don't have to talk to you because I didn't want to engage
with it. So she's creating a story about you.
Totally. And so I said to the, I said,
yikes.
So, are we going to do this or what?
I'm going to fight you in front of my son.
Yeah.
And in front of a German shepherd.
Alex was horrified. And I was like, this is a good lesson because yeah, people suck and they lie. And she's totally lying about what happened to make herself look good. I will say this though. The mediator did say to me, he said, I said, I didn't say that. He's like, I know, because she would have filed a counter complaint that you threatened her. So she never filed one. So this was a new thing to throw into the mediation to make herself look good.
Or, yeah, not even look good, to try to explain her assault.
Yeah. But, okay. The bottom line is this. After all this, were we right to cross on that property and go through the gate? 100%. We had permission. We verified the permission. Yes, 100% correct. At the end of the day, if that dog had come loose and hurt me or my son, who cares if we were right? We would be hurt. The signs were there that she is unraveling mentally. The poop, which I cannot prove that she put there, the yelling at my husband, right? The crying and what the old woman relayed to me just a couple of days before this happened. Okay, just a few days before, the crying, her assessment of the situation, this is the final straw. I should have looked at the warning signs. I really honestly am sorry that I didn't listen to the warning signs because I needed to keep my son. I never thought she'd go after my son. I wasn't completely sure about me or my husband. Like when my husband would walk the dog, it gotten to the point where I would watch him go through and watch him come out because I was worried about his safety. The minute my gut started telling me to worry about his safety or any of our safeties, I should have stopped.
No, I hear what you're saying because and it's what you said in the very beginning of a lot of us get so stuck on being quote unquote right.
Yes.
That we start to sacrifice our safety.
Right.
And safety is so important. So is freedom, which right. is where you're finding the balance. Right. right. Because you did, on one hand, you were like, well, why am I going to listen to this bitch?
Right.
You know, but the truth is, Yeah, yeah. Keeping yourself out of drama and safe. But I get why it happened, right? Because you also were kind of like, who's this?
Totally. Especially yeah. because there hasn't, but we haven't had a very good relationship since we moved
so
in.
What's it like now when you see her? Like, do you just avoid
each
other?
We just don't look at each other and avoid each other. I put up a bunch of security cameras now, so I feel a lot safer in terms of I'll get the, if something happens again, it's going to be on video.
Yeah.
Okay. So unfortunately, that's the way it that's the way it is in these situations, because there are all kinds of crazy neighbor situations going on. You know, I will say too, you know, it's just hilarious because there's just such a fraudulent element of it too. And this is something I want to bring up too. This faux spirituality. Okay.
Well,
she's a yoga teacher, and if you look at the bio on her yoga website, it's hilarious because it's all about how yoga has brought her, you know, a calmness and peacefulness. I'm telling you, that's not very calm or peaceful behavior, charging across the lawn with a psychotic German Shepherd.
Yeah.
With a child there. Like, what I still can't get over is that she thought it was okay to do this with the child there. But it's this faux spirituality. It's like, oh, if I do, like, because I'm flexible now, I'm some sort of like yogi, I'm more in touch with I don't know, the universe. No, you're still a raging bitch. You can just put your leg behind your goddamn head. Who cares? I think it happens when, I mean, you really see it because only people who have a lot of money have this time for this faux spirituality, because it's not cheap to be it's not cheap. The yoga lessons, the classes to become an instructor, none of that's cheap. The gear, the whole image, like being spiritual is super fucking expensive.
Well, yes and no. We're talking about, right? Because I'm right, spiritual.
The wrong spiritual.
And look, I still spend a lot of money to go to my classes, but like, it's not easy. Do you know what I mean?
For those are different classes, though.
That's true.
Okay. I was reading something about how yoga is really not what it's supposed, like, it's not supposed to be like $80 a class or $50 a class. Like, that's not what the practice of yoga is supposed to be about. But no, I think there's definitely a difference between this, because you are spiritual. And this is someone who claims to be spiritual, and that's why it's faux.
So how would you say, because I'm, you know, I'm in it. So it's for, I agree with what you're saying, where I've met a lot of people in the spiritual world where you can call yourself a thing. It doesn't make you that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask you, and then I can later give my perspective, although maybe I'm biased, but I would love to hear for you, what is the difference then between someone who's faux spiritual and someone that you feel is quote unquote real. I mean, that's such a funny word, but you know what I mean?
I'm basically comparing you to her, because you are, to me, truly spiritual person. Like, obviously you would never engage in an act like that. I think a truly spiritual...
Taking my dog out and like... Jada did snap at someone once and I felt mortified, and it was completely accidental.
Well, she did feel mortified when it was somebody else, but when it was me and my son, she did not feel mortified, right? Because
but I would never... ever use Jada as like a weapon. Like, are you kidding me?
Which, by the way, Jada is like a little chihuahua. So like, the idea of Jada as a weapon.
You know what I mean? You're like, Kate, no one thinks Jada's a killing machine.
I know. She's a little doll. Sweetie. She could sit but in
she
a
would, She will attack if she has to.
She will attack if she has to. She's sassy.
She's a sassy lady.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Jada.
Thank you. Yeah, look, see, you're getting on board.
Everybody, don't fuck with Jada. Yeah.
You don't
Jada
fuck with Jada. You hear me?
She'll tell you.
Or me.
Yeah. First of all, I've gotten to know you so well. You are what you say you are.
Thank you, Ritu.
Yeah, you live what you say you live, and you're always working on yourself and trying to do better. And you and I have known each other, I don't know, 2 years now? Is that crazy? Yeah, 2 years.
I think longer. When I first met you at...
Well, that was long, but yeah. Really hanging out. Hanging out for two years.
Yeah.
And we've had some bumps. Yeah. And...
because we're both very strong, opinionated women.
Absolutely.
Who do not hold back or act fake with each other.
But I think that you have helped me in the way we go about dealing with those bumps too. And that comes from your spirituality and from the things you have learned through your school and healing.
And it's because of you too, and your willingness to, like, because Ritu, when we hit bumps, what I think is really cool about us, we're cool taking space.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people, they feel guilty.
Yeah.
Putting the space in. And I think we always knew at least I did. I was hopeful that right. we were going to get, you know, but we put a lot of space in between some bumps to get through them.
Well, and I think there's a willingness to look at it and look yes. at your part in it. And yes. that's the thing that's missing from 90% of the world. Like this woman, right?
Yes.
Because after this, now some time has passed. I still have to go through this next mediation. But it's like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, what is my role in this? My role is that, yes, I saw her unraveling. I did. And I knew it was getting bad. And I should have backed away. So that's where I have to accept my fault.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling my son. And he's like, but she was wrong. I was like, I know. And I'm not saying that you don't stand up for yourself when you're right, but you have to evaluate. You have to evaluate what situations to do it in. Like road rage is not worth it.
No.
Because like I read this horrible article about a woman and her two kids. They're on their way to the doctor's office. Some road rage incident happened. The guy followed them to the doctor's office.
No.
This is in Colorado. Shot them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You don't know who's unhinged sometimes. And things like road rage, things like, yeah, we should have just avoided the craziness that don't matter. I would never tell him to back down on something that matters, where you're defending someone who's being hurt or beaten or, you know, their rights are being oppressed. No, you have to speak up for that stuff. Fucking walking the dog across the lawn now, I realize. Just should have left her alone.
And what a beautiful message and lesson to learn. And even I need to hear that, you know, because we do get so set in. It's not just being right. That's a huge element. But it's like, this is what I want to do, though. Like, this is my right. And it's funny because we're talking about her inability to surrender plans. But it's on both ends. Right. We were like, no. Like, I use that gate. It saves me half an hour.
Right.
Like, this is the way it has to be. And like, and a lot of times the truth is, and I've had to really go into this part, is that the universe has our back. So somehow it might seem like if I can't use that gate, my life's fucked. It's going to add. And yet when that gate closed, something else opened up.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, we drive the dog to the park. It's fine. Because we really don't have that extra time in the morning. It's something else opened up. But I think, first of all, my son will never forget this incident for better or for worse. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now he knows that there are some people to really
Because, you know, he's going to go off to college. And, you know, when he's going to be living, because I look back on it now, we know so much more about mental illness and people, you know, these kinds of incidents and people that we didn't know then. So you were just like, kind of knew that person, you should stay away from them, but you didn't like, he's going to go away. I hope that he realizes that when he encounters that kid on his floor in the dorm, who everybody's convinced is going to, you know, do something bad. Yeah. Maybe just stay away from him. Maybe don't poke him with a stick. Don't, you know, maybe even say, hey, how are you?
And it sounds like, on a deep level, this woman wanted to be friends. Like, I think, like,
I'm not going to speak for her.
Of course. But I'm going to guess.
Yes.
Because I know you and your power and your light and your humor and the draw you have. I'm sure there's a part of her that just wanted to connect with you and then felt that you were a threat because she couldn't be you or something.
Right.
And then had to do a whole other thing. So, you know, I'll talk about this tattoo real quick.
Yeah.
I won't go too much into it. But okay. So I'm getting, I don't want to describe it yet because it's like going to take a bit more time, but I am getting a full sleeve. And so like shoulder to wrist.
Good for you.
Thank you. And it's going to take some time to get there and also money. So it's going to be a process. But the thing I'm making right now, there are only a couple sections of it. And when it's not fully done, you don't get the sense. So like I went to a party Saturday and I could feel some people like judging what it is. So because they're looking at it like, what's she getting on her? And I could and once again, I don't want to go into what it is right now, but I felt the judgments. And at first I took it personally and I was like, no, like here I come in with like this saran wrap wrapped around my arm. My hair is kind of funky colored. Like, you know, I have to realize that like I am drawing attention to myself. Like if some people are shit talking me, it's even if they think it's because they don't like me, it's something's going on that they, right. you know, and I just kind of like go, okay, like I'm not going to take that in. Cause one of my friends let me know, they were like, they were talking like, who's that girl with the, you know, beep on her arm and da da da. And I was like, ugh. And then I was like, no, like that's okay. Like some people, they almost like you too much that then they want to hate you
right.
for being you. Because that's me entering that party,
right.
not knowing a lot of people, being like, this is who the fuck I am. I'm right. not going to apologize. I'm not going to like be demure because it makes you more comfortable. Yeah. And some people, and I think because you're Ritu.
Yeah. No. And I think there might be some element that because like there have been in 10 years, so many instances where we have been friends. And every time we're not friends, it's because she's just closes it off and stops talking to me. So finally, like the last that's time so I was just like, that's good. And I'm never opening now the door will never be open. Cause how many times do you go back and forth with this stuff? Like, I mean, come on. But, I mean, sure. I'm sure there's some, I'm not for everybody. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I am a strong personality. I have strong opinions.
Yeah, but you're great.
Thank you. I think that overall I am, I think especially since I, you know, stopped drinking 3 years ago, that while I was always great, there's more of a softness to me.
I can sobriety. Feel you softening by the day and month, actually.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Well, you came in today when I called you hippie Ritu. Like, yeah. You got the earrings dangling. You're like, hello. There's I a think soft that's because
I didn't have to be with my husband and son all weekend. I just like got in touch with Ritu again, which was amazing because I stayed out in Long Island. And everywhere is by the beach and you just smell it in the air. And
aww.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah,
was
you got a beach. Weekend. You got a beach vibe to you. Yeah, right now.
That's how I felt this weekend. I was like, oh, you used to be. I mean, I don't know if anyone who knows me ever describe me as chill. But anytime you don't have a kid or a husband, you're definitely more chill than when you do have a kid and a husband. Like, that's just those aren't chill activities.
Well, I think there's like a misperception about women like me and you.
Yeah.
Not to group us together, but like when you are wild and when you try to stay untamed in this society or this world as yes. a woman, it's almost like, oh, she's unstable or something. And it's like, no, I'm actually more chilled out
right.
than the people pretending
right.
to have it so together.
Right.
Because you can count on me. Both of us will always tell you the truth. I don't fucking lie.
Well, I actually think, yes, I think what you're saying is right. But I think if you start talking to other women, that they always appreciate knowing who you are and knowing like the women I hang out with in the burbs or wherever, they're real and they're not pretending to be something else. And I can't imagine living my life trying to be what I think I'm supposed to be, whether it be, you know, peace yeah. and serenity. Like,
yeah,
just
no, that's exactly.
You have to be your authentic yeah. self. And I think people appreciate that because and it is a little kooky and it is a little quirky and it's definitely opinionated. But you know where you stand.
Yes. And I think what makes me different than a lot of the quote unquote spiritual people is that I've realized on this path that part of being authentic is claiming my inner bitch.
Right.
You know, so like I don't claim to be a saint. Like I wrote a rap song called Whack Ass Pussy. I don't know if I'm going to release it or not yet.
Yeah.
I don't. It for me, it's about honoring this primal reaction within.
Right.
And saying, wow, that's a cunty place in me,
right?
But it exists, so right. let me make a space for it. I have not yet decided what I want to do with that,
right?
I haven't,
right?
And I'm working with healers around even that song.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I want to make sure I express myself, but I'm not acting out,
right?
And I don't want to hurt anyone, and yet I want to claim the part in me that's rageful and angry and like, and I think that's the balance we all need to find. But like when you're pretend, when you're spiritual, that does not remove your angry parts.
Right.
It turns you inward and it says, how do I want to express these
right.
in the most appropriate way?
Right.
And that's why I don't know if I'm going to release it or not.
Right.
Because I genuinely, my path is about claiming my truth, but also not purposefully hurting others.
Right.
And it's very interesting to be an artist or a comedian and say, I want to express my truth without bashing other people.
Right.
It's a balance.
Because obviously I don't feel warm fuzzy towards this woman, but the purpose wasn't to come here and bash anybody. It really wasn't. It really was because I feel like I learned such a valuable lesson through this process. Such an important lesson that I, because this is the other problem. This is the other thing. In this political climate, with what's happened with Trump in office, I'm sorry. People who are wrong are more emboldened to voice and act out. I don't want to use the word crazy, even though I feel our president's crazy. I'm not going to get into politics, right? But just that this political climate has empowered people who maybe shouldn't be empowered to speak and act on how they feel.
And I think Trump has been a catalyst for these things to arise.
Correct.
Because I prefer people speaking their hate than holding it in, because that's when shit really goes down.
Okay.
Which I think you saw actually. I think the more we can, it's a really tricky balance.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's not nailing it at all, obviously. but I think we want a president, and we don't want Clinton either.
Right.
We want someone who's going to speak the truth, including rage over the way the environment's going and the way political systems are broken. Like, we need someone who can claim that rage honestly, but then not act on it or pick up their Twitter. You know what I mean? So that's what we're kind of looking for, not just out of a president,
but the way
he
reacts to things has given people this.
I think people were already there. I think the whole climate is people starting to explode. People are either learning how to go within.
Right.
And ride these waves and take lessons.
Yeah.
And willing to see their part or their role in it, like you said. That to me is the way, right? When you get triggered, the person triggering you, it's making you look at a place within yourself you have yet to rectify.
Right.
And then seeing your role. That's how I would love people to go, including myself. I'm constantly seeing parts of myself and I'm like, oh shit.
Right.
I can't believe I did that.
Right.
You know? Without caving into shame and embarrassment, which I'm learning. But like the people who just want to stay in victimhood, they're the ones that end up exploding because, you know, this person's doing this to me. This person's doing, and then we get a knock on the door. Yes, Shane?
Did you leave in?
I told you to set a timer and to get it out.
I thought that was eggs.
No, I said, I'm putting your Indian food in, set a timer and take it out. No, I said for the Indian food 2 to 3 times. Take it out. It's your food. And turn off the oven. Shaney, close the door.
I don't think I can eat it anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Shane, this is why I ask you to listen to me.
Well, I was tired. And you were like,
Shane, it was like 11. I get it. But like, I was trying to talk to you for like an hour. And you were still in bed. That was your Indian food. I said, set a timer for 25. Turn off the oven and take it off. Please turn off the oven and take it out. If you can't eat it, you can't eat it. And close the door, Shane. Hashtag parenting, everyone. Shane, close the door, dude. I'm not happy with you right now. I told you something, you didn't listen to me, and then you interrupted the podcast 2 times. You're being a rude dude. You know what? Then you're gonna have to end up waking up at 10:30, Mister. Oh, and then he closes the door.
He's
sleeping in
pre-teen,
till noon or one. I know.
Stuff.
I can't handle it. He's like,
get his butt up.
I know. I like feel bad. I'm there's another balance of trying to give my son autonomy.
Yeah.
And not, and be, I do not want to control him at all.
Right.
And yet sometimes I'm doing it too much where I'm like, wait, no, like you help me do the dishes.
Yes.
Or like, Shane, it's 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Get out of bed. You know?
There's a balance. I probably fall.
My ear started ringing so much when I said that. It's crazy. I could almost not hear anything. So I don't know what that means. Maybe the universe is like, yes, you're allowed to parent your kid.
You are. I mean, I probably go too far the other way.
Was that too much
too
to me? Like, what, can you please?
I'm not going to. Dr.
Phil,
don't ask me to do that.
Fine. I would love to hear your opinion genuinely on that interaction.
Okay.
Was I being a bitch?
No, because you told him. I get it. Because him, Alex not listening to me is the thing that drives me berserk. Like, I've said it to you, and it's like I've repeated it 10 times. But
I literally said to him,
you.
I put Indian food in the oven for you, set a timer, I'm going to be podcasting,
right.
Turn off the oven, take it out.
You need to make him look at you and repeat back what you said when it's important, like we're podcasting okay. or there's something.
I feel bad doing that, but I need to.
No, but you need to, because I do that with my son. When it's not important, I don't do that, and he doesn't listen, and then we yell, and then whatever. But the other thing is, I don't think, no, make them get up. Like, I was like, I know it's summer, but you still have to do things. And he has a whole chore list now that he does. And he does it happily, believe it or not.
Amazing.
Yeah. Like, he cleans his own bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do it.
All right. Shane. It's like, I feel bad.
Shane's going to be like, I don't want Ritu coming over to podcast anymore.
Well, he's pretty good about chores when I ask him. I just have this weird thing where I almost like want to baby him or something.
Yeah. Well, because they're getting older and you're like, no, don't do that.
Yeah. And like, I just want him to like me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I want my kid to like me. Like, I don't want to be an asshole.
Your kid adores you. You do not have to worry about that. Just be a parent. I hope so. You're fine.
Okay. Yeah.
How many moms go skateboarding with their kids?
I know. And take a fucking wipe.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get the wind knocked out of them.
You really got hurt that time. I forgot. That was a while ago.
I got a little cocky. Yeah. My version of cocky was just moving.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, ooh, this is fun. And then the board went whoop, and I just landed so hard on like my Cossack bone or whatever, like, yeah. And oh my God, like I was having reverberations in my butt and vagina for like seriously, like I remember I dropped them off to school like
and
2 days later and I don't have you know what, honestly, I want to say I don't think anyone has a whack ass pussy. Right, I do want to say that because I'm a lover of women and empowering them. That song is about allowing yourself to feel primal anger, jealousy, but I don't want to pick apart anyone's vagina. And right. And for the record, I really do think, I don't want to say everyone has a good one because that sounds crazy, but right. kind of like right. it's about how you love your body and take care of it.
Right.
So I want everyone to know, like, I'm sure your vagina is wonderful. Right. Like I'm not here to tear it apart for real. That right. that song is about saying it's okay to be angry, it's okay to be hurt, and it's okay to express it. I do not know what I'm going to do with that song yet.
Right.
You know, so I just want to everyone's on this journey with me who's been listening of yeah. like going within and finding out how to find this balance that you're talking about too, of like expressing
yeah.
and getting justice, but also staying safe and yeah. not hurting others.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting balance to express your feelings, but not hurt other people yeah. and keep yourself safe. I'm still discovering it. I will always keep you guys updated, and Ritu will keep coming on too.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Kate. I had a great time.
Always. Thanks for coming in and yes. expressing this.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody wants to reach out to me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at The Ritu Chandra. And I would love to hear from you about it. I definitely would, actually.
And what are some shows that you run? Do you still run that show in New Jersey?
I run a show in Morristown, New Jersey, a monthly show. The next one's this Thursday. This probably won't be out in time. Then we take August.
It'll be out late Wednesday night, Thursday.
Oh, okay. So Thursday, and I'm closing the show. So if you want to hear me trying to make this funny on stage, this tragedy, because that's what we do, please come out. It's at South Street Social, 13 South Street, Morristown. You can find the information on my social media as well. And then the next one will be September 13th there. We take August off. So.
Amazing.
Yep.
And I will do that show at some
Yay.
Point.
I'm so yeah. I'm going to send you dates.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, totally. And definitely go see her show. And I don't even know if it's time to wrap up yet, but we can wrap up while also telling
okay.
some more tidbits yeah. and facts.
Go ahead.
Well, let's see. So this is coming out after Dragon Sorcery. Oh, okay. My August Dragon Sorcery yeah. is August 29th.
Nice.
7 o'clock at New York Comedy Club. Yay. I don't know who the comics are yet. Oh, okay. I'll get into a little bit of a juicy. Okay. Yeah, I'll share something. I will. I'm going to share it so respectfully though. So, okay. So I had a certain lineup, for my Dragon Sorcery show coming out, and I had 4 people that, yeah, I love and whatever, whatever. I ended up getting into a fight with one of them and kicking him off the show
Ooh.
Last minute. And I feel bad about it, to yeah. be honest, because it was like, I was like, you're off the show. It's like right. 2 days before this person's.
But it's a show. You can't have someone on it. It's not just like a regular comedy lineup. It's like you're interacting with them because you and I had an issue.
Thank you for bringing
and
that up.
I remember we both were very much like, yeah, this isn't a good idea because we're not in a good place with our friendship. So how would I go on and be on stage with you at the same same time.
Not just on stage, me entering your soul
now
with a tarot. It was exactly
right.
It was that kind of situation.
Right.
And I felt bad being the one
right.
to say it, but I knew that I wouldn't, it would be irresponsible of me.
Absolutely.
To address this person's issues and go in like that with us being in the tense. Tenses of where I was very angry.
Right.
And I just was like, yeah, no, I can't feel this. And then also enter this person's soul and give them advice when it's a toxic thing at the moment.
Right.
So, yeah, so I changed. One person canceled and that was a non-dramatic thing. One person was supposed to be on and he got like a high paying gig. And I was like, yeah, of course, right. go do your thing. But then, yeah, another person, we got into a fight and I, you know, once again, I don't like things ending in, destructive, sad ways, and either do you, obviously.
Right.
I'm once again, even in that situation, I'm like, okay, I did want, I think, actual space from this person. Not that I talked to this person much at all, but right. like it still felt like I needed distance. And I went, and now I have it, but it ended up, I ended up getting it in a way that had a blow up to it.
Right.
And I don't know if I feel bad about it or not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that's what I'm trying to understand about myself. I'm like, a part of me feels bad that it went that way. And another part of me is like,
it had to go that way.
It had to go that way. So I don't know.
I don't think blowing up is always a bad thing. Like, I mean, I'm married. So there are sometimes where it comes to a blow up and it's okay. We live, we get through it. And I think that's, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in this situation, but
I don't even think it matters.
Sometimes you blow up and you, and like, it's good yeah. for people like my son to see they blew up at each other and now they figured it out and they're not mad.
Yes. And this person I hope will always be in my life one way or the other. But like there was some, I guess, still lingering enmeshment that on my end needed to be. I'm almost thinking, I don't mean this in a bad way. Like, it's like, you know, when plants start to like, it's like, I almost felt like I had to rip the plant away or something. Like, yeah, it just felt like, yo, seriously, back the fuck up.
Right.
And maybe he felt the same way about me and didn't know it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because we still end up giving each other advice that the other one doesn't want. Right.
There's a lot of that goes on. Is there not?
Of course. And for me, I can hide it in the fact I'm a healer, right? So it's like, wait, but I'm a healer, don't you? And it's like, even then, if someone doesn't want your advice,
they don't want your advice.
Totally. So I'm sure on both ends, you know, we were both like, back the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. So that happened. It's so funny as you do this work, you know, you get closer to some people, further from others, and it can work in ebbs and flows. And it's just tricky.
Well, that's what life is, right?
Amen,
I mean, in
sister.
General.
Yeah. Amen, Beachery, too.
Yay.
She's so beachy today. We have to take a picture to post. Okay. I look like a skank bot right now. My hair is so greasy. My arm is completely wrapped in red cellophane, protecting my very delicate peeling tattoo.
You honestly look great. You always
you.
Look great.
I love you. Thank you. I feel like a hot mess, but that's okay. all right. So also where to find me. I said the Dragon Sorcery Show. My album 1111 you can find. I don't know. My website, thekatewolf.com. Oh, and please get healings. I still get a lot of people sending messages and emails, which is great. I cannot get back to a lot of them. But like if you're going through something, get a healing.
Yeah.
Like literally, like I offer those. So if you're going through something and you really need advice, that's going to take time for me to process and listen, get a healing. So it's kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. Thanks for coming on, Ritu.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.